Political campaigns are almost always a rough business. Attack ads, demonizing opponents. Even by those age-old standards, the Trump campaign is breaking new ground. R-rated language is the norm, including from the candidate himself. NPR's Don Gagne has this report, and we should note it contains adult language and themes.
In this story, you're going to hear a lot of this. I've covered presidential campaigns for decades. I've never bleeped a candidate until this year.
We're going to win with the military. We're going to knock the out of ISIS. Going to knock the out of it.
That's one of the big lines of a typical Trump speech. Examples abound. Take this one, which technically doesn't need bleeping, but on the video, you can read his lips.
We're going to have businesses that used to be in New Hampshire that are now in Mexico come back to New Hampshire, and you can tell them to go themselves.
And there are moments like this.
I'm not allowed to use any bad words, by the way. If I use even a little bad words, like I almost used the A word, such as Sarah, you know. But I almost used it. If I used it, they'd say, these people, the dishonest media, the world's most dishonest people. If I used the A word, they'd say, oh, Trump used foul language. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
So that's all from the stage at Trump rallies. Now let's go outside.
How about it, guys?
A T-shirt vendor works the long line of people waiting for doors to open at the Trump rally at the Fox Theater in Atlanta this week. It's 8:30 in the morning. The T-shirt he's selling features photos of Hillary Clinton and Monica Lewinsky on the front and a vulgar phrase.
Turn that shirt around.
Hillary, but not the way Monica does? Hillary, but not the way Monica does.
The back of the shirt says, in huge letters, Trump that. The third word rhymes with which. It's a hot seller at Trump rallies. Around the corner and down the block, I found Tamara Moore standing outside a van loaded with shirts. One of his says, again in giant letters, Donald expletive Trump. The expletive starts with F.
We got Donald Trump. If you don't believe red, white, and blue, take your home.
Over the course of the campaign, these shirts have gone almost mainstream. Early on, vendors sold them way out in the parking lot or off to the side somewhere. Not anymore.
Okay, so you got to admit, that's kind of a raw message.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate?
Yeah. Freedom of speech, baby.
Does it cross a line?
No, not to me.
Do you like families buying? Like,
yes, with their kids. You'd be surprised at how many people have a dislike for Hillary. I was a little shocked.
Not everyone approves, including another vendor, Claude Stafford of Sarasota, Florida.
I'd have to pass on those.
Why?
Just not my character. You see kids and stuff, and then they go, Mommy, what's that say? I can't do it.
Stafford is pulling a red wagon full of more traditional fare, shirts and hats that say President Trump 2016. 24-year-old McKinley Witzler is waiting in line. He argues that the shirts with rude slogans are no different than what you see at, say, an Atlanta Falcons football game. He doesn't approve of the Hillary Monica shirt.
The content of the shirt is ridiculous. It's over the top. It's demeaning to women.
But he does say that shirt gets way too much attention. How about that other one, the one that says Donald expletive Trump?
Would I wear that shirt personally? Probably not. That shirt I don't really have a problem with, though. If you're that enthusiastic about Trump, then that's okay with me.
Talking Trump and T-shirts. Don Gagne, NPR News.